John, how are you?
I'm never better. Good mood today.
Well, you're always in a good mood. Come on. Something that you shot me an email, and we talked about Bubba Smith and the passing, but I don't think it's too early to remiss. We had a great conversation with Tim Stout about this, who did a little bit of research. But we, you know, you can't overemphasize how important it was back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s for the black athlete to have an opportunity to go to college, especially coming out of any area of the country. You couldn't get, if you were a black athlete, you couldn't get a scholarship in Southern schools. They didn't accept people of color to play on those teams, much less to go to those schools. And so those athletes coming up here, Bubba Smith, George Webster, Gene Washington, so many of these impactful athletes helped put Michigan State football on the map.
Well, there's no question. These were great athletes, and I was here. I mean, that was my period of time and used to see these guys out on campus. If I remember, it was like the Varsity Inn, and these guys would come in there and eat, and Bubba had this big Buick, and I mean, just a friendly bunch of guys. And even then, we didn't necessarily know in terms of the civil rights impact, unless you were knowing these guys were, you know, from the South for the most part. But it was just a friendly, dominant period of football with these guys, and they were great representatives. I talked to Bubba Smith various times, and he was just a friendly, good guy. And it was, I even remember myself and some people talking about how this is kill Bubba, when in terms of out there, and just the friendliest, nicest giant you're ever going to meet. So not only was this a civil rights vanguard at the time in terms of at Michigan State, but also these were exceptional guys that presented themselves well, whoever they were. So it was kind of a positive double whammy, or number of whammies you want to look at that whole way, any way you want to look at it.
Sports segregation was a very ugly thing, but it was a very good thing for schools to the north and the west because, as you know, the South is a hotbed for athletes, especially football players, and because of their ignorance, a lot of northern and western schools benefited.
Well, there's no question, and Bubba Smith was always a great representative of MSU, and probably after Magic is probably the most iconic, the most well-known player, even now, because people certainly, even young Spartans, know who Bubba Smith. He was bigger than life then, bigger than life in life, and is bigger than life in death. I mean, he was just one of those unique characters that was just a good guy, a great athlete, and everywhere he was, it really appears he made people feel good.
Well, John, I would imagine your phone is going to be ringing off the hook. There are a lot of folks that are concerned about their well-being and their family's well-being with what's going on with the economy, the debt ceiling, the stock market, especially if you're a retiree. These are trying times, trying to keep your positive mental view and your and not just want to go jump off a building. It's a very trying time.
Well, the last 10 years, we've run into at least three of these where the stock market's just taken a total, dump. I mean, it's been a really tough period. And if you're relying on a 401k, not the defined benefit where you're getting a certain amount in a pension, but if you're relying on a certain amount of money to get you through your retirement, these can be very devastating times when you can lose 10, 15, 20% in the course of a few months. So scary. I've talked to people yesterday. I've talked to people just calling. In fact, I'll be seeing one person specifically just quite depressed and quite down about this. So, yes, this is a difficult period for a lot of people. And if you know people that you know are relying on, 401k, meaning money they put aside to retire on, you're not necessarily going to give them any money, but I think if you can be supportive and just be available, because there's we're talking huge numbers of people that are really worrying right now, somewhat under the radar, but people that have worked their whole lives and are now just really suffering and really worrying about what's going to happen next.
And I think that the thing that you need to do, John, I know that you know this, but I have to keep this in my own mind, is you have to be proactive in trying times and not just do nothing.
Well, you can't just do nothing. That is really true. Then again, I'm certainly not a financial analyst, but the first thing a lot of people do is get out of things, and sometimes that's the right thing to do. But then when things go up, you end up being on both bad ends of one of these drops. You get out after the drop, and then when it goes up, you're still down there. So it's a tough time, certainly a time to talk to somebody who really does understand, you know, finances. But anytime you can be supportive and helpful and also give people advice to do something, not necessarily radical, but certainly talk to someone who can give them some advice.
Thank you, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony.